is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, here we go. So Burger King's got a new thing going. All you have to do is come within 600 feet of a McDonald's with the Burger King app. And then go to Burger King and you'll get a Whopper for a penny.
How does that work exactly? I'm confused.
Well, you got the Burger King app open, right?
Right.
You go to McDonald's, so the app registers that you're within the vicinity of a McDonald's.
600 feet.
Yeah, then you go to Burger King. They want you to see that you left McDonald's and went to Burger King on the app. And then
so you just have to drive by McDonald's and then go to the Burger King?
Yeah, it's kind of strange, yeah. But you get a Whopper for a penny, so that's
all
pretty
right, good.
Good.
We can get even fatter than we are for less money.
Exactly. So if you want to do that, I believe, what is it, Cimarron and Curry Ford? I think there's a McDonald's right next to a Burger King.
They're all close. Hey, do you have all the audio for this flat earth guy?
Oh, yeah, this guy.
All right, so this wise ass, you know, there's people out there that really do think that the earth is flat. They really think that. Some of them won't go up in airplanes.
What? Why?
Because then they'll be challenged, you know, because you see the curvature. Anyway, so this guy got on YouTube, thought he was a big smart guy. He says he'll give anybody $100,000 if they can travel. And his challenge was you have to go, this might be too complicated, but using flight charts, you take off from one place, and then after 5,000 miles, you make a right-hand 90-degree turn, and then you go the same amount of distance, and then you make another right-hand degree turn. And he says, see if you can arrive home, the same place you took off from. You actually can because the Earth is round. And without going into all the technical stuff, it's a triangle. Because if you go to the equator and you go across, and then you go right and you go up, that curvature takes you almost to the North Pole and back down if you make another right degree turn to home.
Do these people not have jobs?
He says you can't do it because the Earth is flat. See, if it were flat, you couldn't come back. You need to make another right-hand turn, a fourth turn, to get back home.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, anyway. So he thought he was really, you know, smart. So he got on there, and this guy challenged him, and he wants his money now because he proved that the Earth is round.
He did it?
Map that flight route. If you can do it, $100,000 to the winner. Well, yes, I have done it. So do you have your money ready?
Yeah, he won't give him the money now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I was just kidding. I didn't really need for you to do it.
Then the guy says, well, he didn't actually win. He was using an electronic flight map. So the guy did it on paper like he originally asked, and he did it again because the Earth is round.
The requirements, as you stated them, have been satisfied. It is now your turn to honor your challenge and pay me the $100,000.
Yeah.
I plan to give half of that to the Westmead Children's Hospital and use the other half as prize money in future contests.
Yeah, so he's not getting the money because the guy doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people do that. I'll bet you can't do this. Okay, I did it. Now what?
Yeah,
no,
right?
I
need another opinion. I bet you can't do it twice.
Right?
All right, here we go.
Dumb criminals.
All right, we got this guy in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Police say a Pennsylvania man released from jail immediately went to the parking lot of the jail parking lot and stole a car.
Your phone's blown up.
Yeah. Westmoreland County prison officials say moments after 36-year-old Thomas Lee Williams was released, he attacked a woman in the parking lot of the jail. The one-year-old was in the back seat. He got in it, drove away.
Oh, this is my worst fear.
Right?
That you escape from jail and you steal a car, or that your car gets stolen by somebody while you're at the jail?
No, that somebody's going to try to carjack me and my kid's going to be in the car and they're going to kick me out and not realize that my son's in the back.
Now, why do criminals always crash into trees? Because shortly after that, 15 minutes later, they found him crashed into a tree.
I don't know where to go.
Well, they found $250,000 bail. He's going to face another charge now. He was just released.
What? You can't make me leave.
Can't you just keep him there from now on?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, well, a lot of people get so accustomed that inside. Hey. It's like Shawshank Redemption.
Exactly.
You know?
I'll leave.
And finally, this is, you know, if there ever was a story that fits in this segment, weird. A landscaper smeared himself in maple syrup during a break while working at a Connecticut home to watch porn and then secretly record himself doing it with a female coworker.
In syrup?
Yes.
I had a dollar for every time I heard that story.
Robert Somley, 52, was booked on voyeurism charges and...
Yeah, you can't do that.
You know, indecent exposure. 48-year-old, what's her name? She was also booked.
From what I hear, though... She was all about it, but when she found out that he filmed her, then she went to the cops. and was like, yeah, no, but he filmed it. I know it's weird, but I just didn't want it to be filmed.
I was ready to do the syrup-covered sex act, but as soon as I knew it was going to be on tape, I thought, no way.
Yeah, exactly. While they were working landscaping this house.
Oh, no wonder it takes so long for people to mow my lawn.
Crazy.
When you hire a landscaper, the last thing you want to worry about is him rubbing syrup all over his body and recording himself having sex with a coworker in your home. That's why at Premium Landscaping, we're committed to not rubbing syrup all over our bodies and recording ourselves having sex with a coworker in your home. That's our promise to you.
Let's just say my last experience with a landscaper wasn't so great. The worst part was when he rubbed syrup all over his body and recorded himself having sex with a coworker in my home. I'm still having to wash syrup out of my couch. Unbelievable. Thanks to Premium Landscaping, I can rest easy knowing that they won't rub syrup all over their bodies and record themselves having sex with coworkers in my home. Kind of nice, you know?
It sure is. So next time you hire a landscaper, hire Premium Landscaping, where our motto is don't rub syrup all over yourself and record yourself having sex with a coworker in the customer's home.
Rick Stacy.